Thank you for joining me once again for God Is. And next time we're going to get back to who God is as I continue to teach the Bible right here Monday through Friday on this fine station at this time. So please join me again on Monday for God Is. But we have one more day, a very special day with Dr. Brent Fulton. And so what I want to do just at the start today is remind you of several things. If you've been with us or if you've been listening to the podcast, just bear with me. I want to make sure that anyone who's new to the broadcast today gets all of this information down. Brent Fulton is the president of China Source. He's also a good friend, and he's visiting Hong Kong. And I'm here this week as we discuss his book, China's Urban Christians, A Light That Cannot Be Hidden. And you can get that book from Amazon today. You can also find a link to the book on the God Is Facebook page, God Is W-E-Z-E, that's God Is W-E-Z-E on Facebook. Or you can write to me and I can tell you all about it, send you a link to it. And you can do that in one of two ways. First is my email address, mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com. Or send me a letter, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Write to me today. Also, China Source, and Brent is the president of China Source, has an amazing website. It's full of all kinds of resources that would be very valuable to you. And that web address is chinasource.org, chinasource.org. So why don't you type that into your web browser today and take a look. They would be glad to welcome you there and provide you with all sorts of resources, as Brent has shared with us this week. Now, why am I doing this? I'm having this interview with Brent because, well, frankly, I like talking to him. And also because I thought you would enjoy it so that you can get a global perspective of who God is and what God is doing in the world outside of your specific context. And I've chosen China as the first country that we'll talk about. I hope to do this interview format from time to time here on God Is. And by the way, if you've been enjoying this, why don't you write to me today and let me know? I would value very much your feedback. Brent, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, we could go on and on, but today I want to make sure that we cover a couple of my final questions that we have talked about, well, talking about. And the first one is this. What are some lessons that we who are outside of China, even in Hong Kong, which is officially part of China, but operates very differently from the mainland in terms of how it's governed and how we live, quite frankly, what are some lessons we can learn from Christians there?
One of them, Marcus, you know, what do we normally think of in the West when we think of the church? What usually comes to mind when somebody says the church?
Well, I think about going to a place primarily on Sunday mornings where we worship God, where we pray, where we have fellowship together, where a pastor gives a sermon.
Yeah. Yeah, we often equate the church with the place we go, the building, and the things that happen there. And I think one of the challenging things we take away from the experience of the church in China is just this idea of what is really the church. Because back in the Cultural Revolution, the really dark days of China back in the 60s and early 70s, there was no religion at all allowed in China. That's obviously changed today. But back then, Christians couldn't meet in churches because the churches were all closed. They didn't have a pastor to preach to them because the pastors were all in prison. They didn't have a Bible to read because the Bibles literally were being burned. And so what was left? Well, what was left was the believers. And they met together in small groups in homes, reciting scriptures that they had memorized, singing, but not too loudly because they didn't want to be discovered by the neighbors. That was church. And believers have taken that experience away. At least that generation of believers has taken that experience into today. And it's a great reminder that the church is the body of Christ.
Indeed, that is. And that is what the church is. The church is people. It's Christ's people. And we, too, can gather wherever we are, and we can be the church.
That's
together
right.
With one another. I believe the church in China also has a lot to teach us about suffering, not just in the sense of persecution, but in the sense of recognizing that to be a Christian means to suffer. Perhaps I can put it this way, that the Christian life is a life of suffering. That it is not strange when we as Christians suffer, but rather it is strange when we do not. Would you agree that that's something that Christians from China can teach us? And would you agree with me that in your own personal experience, the Christian life is one of suffering?
Yes, the Bible tells us that. It's been granted to us not only to believe, but also to suffer for Christ's sake. And I remember Christians in the rural areas in the 80s and 90s, as we were reading about their statements of faith that they were drawing up in their house churches, and very clearly in this one statement that this one particular group had written was this whole idea of the pathway of the cross, that to be a Christian means to suffer for Christ. And so when the persecution came, when the suffering came, it was no surprise, because this is what it means to follow Christ. And certainly in my own life, I know that it is those times of trial and suffering that have ultimately brought me closer to the Lord. And so while none of us would choose to enter into those times, I think we can look back on them and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to endure this, because it has brought me closer to you and allowed me to know you better.
Indeed. And I think that's something we're going to talk about on God Is in the future. We have talked about, we'll talk about it again, because I think that's an important lesson that all of us need to learn, and we are learning in our lives, and also a lesson that we need to be able to teach new Christians, people that haven't been Christians for long.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the challenges facing the urban church in China that I write about in my book, China's Urban Christians. This is a generation of believers, many of whom who've come to faith only in the last 5 or 10 years, in a time of relative openness in China, when the church has been allowed to really thrive in many ways and do new things and not have a lot of hassle from the authorities. And so they've grown up in this time of openness and opportunity. As things get tighter, as they are now as we're recording this, I'm a little bit concerned that this generation may not be ready for this the suffering that they might encounter. I heard of an elderly rural house church pastor just recently who was being asked about things getting tighter and what that means for the believers in China. And he said, you'll never know how sweet the juice is until the grape gets squeezed. And I think that's going to be the test for our brothers and sisters in China.
And the test for many of us listening around the world.
For us as well. I think that's a good lesson to remember.
Wow, indeed. Give that quote again.
You never know how sweet the juice is until the grape is squeezed.
Indeed, what a picture. How can we pray for Christians in China in addition to what you've just mentioned?
Well, in addition to what I've just mentioned, many of their struggles are not that different from what we face as believers outside of China. They are concerned about their families. Many in the urban church today don't come from Christian families. They're first-generation believers, and they're raising kids and really have no reference point to what does it mean to raise a Christian family? What does it mean to have a Christian marriage? They may be struggling in these areas. Those who are working in business or even in the government are often called upon to do things that are not in accordance with Scripture. And so they have to make tough decisions about, do I look out for my career? Do I follow the Lord? Do I obey my conscience in these things? And I think also as the unregistered church, particularly as it matures, it has gotten better organized, better led. But also we've seen a move into denominationalism in China. For a long time, people have talked about the church in China as being a post-denominational church. But actually today, you find denominationalism reemerging. Now, the denominationalism that's coming does bring some benefits to the church in terms of stability, in terms of solid teaching in terms of better organization, but it also brings the possibility of division within the church, misunderstanding, one group condemning another group because they don't believe the same way. And so I think we really need to pray for believers that they would be discerning and really remember that they are called to be one. They are called to be united and to value that, to try to preserve that.
Well, let's pray for the church in China as we close out our time together, and then I'll say a few more things. Brent, as you're talking, I'm the one who's listening, I've been thinking a lot about the psalm, and particularly Psalm 150. Let me just share Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's conclude this week together here on God Is in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time together with our brother in Christ, Brent Fulton. We thank you for him. We thank you for the ministry that he has had in China all these decades. We thank you for his ministry that he has through this book that he's written to us. We thank you for his love for you. We pray for him. We pray for his wife, Jasmine. We ask that your blessing will be upon them. We pray for the ministry of China Source that we've learned so much about in these days together. We ask that you would make it fruitful as it continues to minister to the people of China and as it continues to minister to us or outside of the nation of China. Lord God, today we bow and we give you thanks and we give you praise. Indeed, praise the Lord for what you are doing in this country. We thank you for China's Christian millions, and we pray for them, Lord, as Brent has asked us to do today. We ask that you would hear our prayers for them. We thank you for their prayers for us, and we pray also that you would hear those prayers. Lord, give us a good weekend. Strengthen us and encourage us. And especially as we worship you, many of us in churches all across our countries today and this weekend, that you will meet with us and strengthen us, encourage us also. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this time, Brent, have you?
I certainly have, Mark. Thank you.
This has been great. Friends, enjoy your weekend. And when you come back on Monday, we'll go back to the Bible as we continue to learn who God is.